All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870. Mike DeTelle along with Charlie Long in studio. Today is Tulane Tuesday and is brought to you by Bayou Black Electric, your electrical connection in the heart of South Louisiana. Learn more at BayouBlackElectric.com. On our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line, the head football coach of the Tulane Green Wave, John Summerall. John, thanks so much for joining us. And, Coach, you got a W, hard-fought win against the Raging Cajuns, and at least I didn't have to hear Charlie Long talk to me about his Cajuns winning. So, hey, I owe you one. I didn't have to hear it for the last 3 days.
Yeah, I'll let you take me to lunch. Tough game, man. Good team. Conditions, it was hot. Really hot, playing on field turf in that heat, it's even hotter than the actual temperature. I've heard or seen a couple of people say it was anywhere between 138 and 140, something on the field is what it felt like. Kudos to our guys. I mean, we had at halftime, we had five guys need IVs, which is really kind of a normal number in most games. That's not outrageous. And so, really challenging game. They got a good team. It's always a competitive game, and just glad to be able to come out with a win.
Coach, I go back to this game, and you relied on the bread and butter. You only threw the football 17 times, but man, 47 rushes, 272 yards, 5.8 yards a clip, and man, what can I say about Makai Hughes? I mean, 23 carries, 166 yards, averaged 7.2 yards a carry. Man, you gave him the two buckets of water that were full, and he carried it.
Yeah, he did. I tell you, each week we have a plan to win, and I always give the team three keys to victory. Every week it's different. It's not like every game's the same. Each matchup's unique. Each matchup's different. Every team that you're playing has different strengths and weaknesses. And I really had looked back and kind of studied. I kind of go back and look and study. How is a team that we're playing, how have they won when they've won, and how have they lost when they lost? And so sort of a formula to winning against Louisiana Lafayette, a big staple, is you need to at least neutralize the run game numbers. It doesn't mean you have to win the run game, but if you neutralize it or play close to even, you got a shot. And so I told our team, I didn't want to neutralize that. We needed to win it. And to outrush him by 100 yards, that was really key number one to victory, was win the run game. And Makai, man, such a big time effort by him. Probably the most impressive part of all of it, he was sick the back end of the week, and on Saturday he wasn't 100%. Like, wow. He was a little under the weather, and we had to sub him a little more because of his illness and the heat than you might do in some situations. But he played well. Ty Thompson came in, ran the ball well at times. Trey Cornish, one of our backup running backs, I thought ran it really well. And so winning the run game, huge, huge indicator of success in that matchup. We felt like it would lead to an opportunity to have success and win a game.
Coach, you give up 33 points, but what stuck out to me was the fact you were able to get off the field, especially in the second half. On third down plays, UL only converted 2 of 9. They went for it on fourth down 3 times, only converted 1. So if you add that up together, they were 3 for 12 on conversion situations, and you were able to get off the field and you won the turnover battle. Defensively, okay, giving up 33, it's the way the game's played today. But your defense at least were able to get off the field on third and fourth down. I thought that was a big key to victory also, along with controlling things up front along the line of scrimmage.
Mike, I'm going to piggyback that real quick, because offensively, third downs were huge too. Tulane was at 1.9 of 12. I know they finished 9 of 14, but the drive extended. You talked about, Coach, the run game being so important in this game. I think you wore down UL's defense, specifically with the run game, getting into those, you know, kind of manageable third down situations where you were just able to run it and keep drives alive, these long extended drives in that hot heat. Like, I mean, it was a great game plan, and it worked out, because not only were you getting off the field on third down defensively, you were staying on it and extending drives on third down offensively.
And so, Coach, that's always a big key to W's.
No, it's huge. Well, you know, to y'all's point, we had 3 drives in a game that lasted more than 7 minutes.
Yep.
All right? Like, so you're chewing up clock. You're making the other team's defense play extended drives and wearing them down a little bit. You know, there's two ways you can wear out a defense. One is by playing with tempo. And we do that a little here and there, but we're not explicitly a tempo team. And then the other way is by, you know, controlling the football and running the ball and chewing up the clock and making them play a lot of time on the field. And, you know, the third down numbers oftentimes reflect first down success.
Yep.
You know, you have a positive first down, and then you're able to get to 3rd and 1 to 3. Well, there's a lot of play calls our offensive staff likes at 3rd and 1 and 3. You know, but you get into 3rd and 7 to 10, not as many play calls we like. It's harder to convert. And so the thing defensively that we did by winning on third down, we did a nice job on those situations. Defensively, I wasn't really pleased with the overall performance. I don't like, you know, and you said, Mike, like, nature of the beast in college football, now getting up 33. I'm not accustomed to that. I don't really like it. It bothers me. I'm a defensive guy, and the last few years, I'm not used to giving
it's not
up
a good day for you.
Yeah, it's not. I'm not a big fan of it. So I'd like to play better defense, but we had some very obvious highs on defense. We had some very glaring lows. You know, I mean, there were some really quality things, a pick six and the third downs, like y'all mentioned, really, really good. I thought we gave up too many explosive plays that were cheap plays that weren't, you know, everybody we play is pretty good, including that bunch last week. You got to make them earn it and don't give them anything. Well, we kind of gave them some stuff that really is frustrating, because they're going to make plays even when you defend them well. We didn't defend them well in a few of the big plays. And so we got to get a lot better on defense real fast, because the outfit we got coming in here this week, if we play the way we played last week, we'll get our butts kicked and we'll give up 50 points. So we got to get better fast.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Coach, eight penalties in the game, too. I know one thing. Man, Bob was here. He always said, Mike, I hate it. If you get over six penalties in a game, that's not good. You got eight in this football game. Now, the crazy part about it is, man, you and Coach Mike, you're giving away a scholarship here. Each of y'all punted once in the game. But it goes to show that's the way the world is. But the eight penalties is something, as a defensive coach, I know you hate that part of the game when you give that up.
I didn't like it. We had five DPIs, you know. And a couple of them I think were good calls. A couple of them, like, I'm like, all right, the guys are going to play. Like, one of them, their receiver was engaging with our DB first. I'm like, well, how are we supposed to – were you supposed to let him push us around? Like, so I'm not going to, you know, referees, they make judgment calls. It is what it is. But five DPIs, that's way too many. Like I said, a couple of them I thought were very valid calls. I thought we were a little handsy at the top of the route on a couple of them. But not pleased with that. You know, it's funny. You study all these things. We got to be more disciplined. But it is funny. You study all the indicator to success, and run games one of them, turnovers are one of them, there's a lot of them. Penalties, usually, other than critical ones that cost you in key moments, don't usually have a huge correlation on winning or losing, but we got to get it cleaned up. I used to always track everybody. I mean, I study football all the time. It's what we do. And, you know, Coach Saban's teams at Alabama a lot of times were highly penalized. Well, sometimes, and there's penalties that you know, will piss you off as a coach more than others. I don't want dumb penalties. I don't want, you know, personal fouls. I don't want stuff like that. We got a late hit the other day on a roughing the quarterback where we're hitting him right as he's throwing the ball. And I'm like, well, it's still football. Like, we're still supposed to try to tackle the guy. And so there's some stuff in there we got to clean up. There's some stuff in there that I can live with. But eight is way too many. That's not okay. And so we got to clean up the ones that are costly. And some of them, sometimes you're playing hard, you're playing through contact, you're going to have a few of those here and there, but we don't need eight of them, that's for damn sure.
Coach, so, yeah, I mean, you talked about the big plays, and it felt like there was really a back-and-forth game, except for basically like a three-minute span right before halftime and, of course, right out of halftime. We already talked about the pick six. I mean, it was a tie game, but then that pick six was a huge momentum swing. The Cajuns tack on a field goal, so it's 17-13 heading into half. But then Rayshon Pleasant, who's a guy that we've brought up with you before, obviously the AAC player, the defensive player of the week a couple weeks back for a gigantic pick six that he had against Southeastern. But, I mean, a house call, 94-yard kick return. And I know, you know, it wasn't perfect on special teams. Ethan Head, the freshman kicker, missed a late field goal. But, I mean, that is you go from 17-13, all of a sudden it's like a lightning strike. From 10-10 to all of a sudden 24-13. It was just a huge momentum swing. And as I was saying, the pendulum was back and forth and back and forth. But that was really kind of what decided the game, in my opinion.
Yeah, the kickoff return was huge. You know, We had seen something that we thought in the first half on the kickoff coverage unit. We'd seen something schematically that we felt like we could maybe take advantage of. And we ran a little bit different return on the opening one than we did early in the game. Rayshon, we blocked it pretty good. Rayshon hit the seam and was able to capitalize. And, you know, you get a guy like that, you know, a little bit of space, he's got the speed to make somebody pay. And that, you know, he's really filling in for Shoddy Clayton. He's been our backup kickoff returner throughout the year, and Shoddy was out last week. He'll be back and available this week. But Ray really took advantage of that situation and did a nice job. And you're dead on. It was as soon as you thought, you know, you hit that, and I'm like, all right, we're about to maybe open this thing up here. Well, they come back, we give up a long run, and they score a few plays later. So it was very back and forth in the fourth quarter. There wasn't a whole lot of stopping anybody, it didn't feel like, for a little while there. And there were big-time momentum swings with scores kind of being traded back and forth for a while.
Coach, give you a little time to maybe talk about South Florida. I know one thing we do in pregame, postgame for LSU, and Herb Tyler tells me, Mike, did I see that right? Into the third quarter, Alabama 14, South Florida 13. I was like, they ain't putting them back on the schedule because they played them a tough game a year ago. Now again, yeah. They scored 28 points in the fourth quarter and sort of blew that game open, 42-16, but. Man, you had Alabama on the ropes a little bit there. You couldn't put them away. A little bit of scouting on South Florida, strengths, weaknesses of that team.
Yeah, they're really talented. I tell you, you look at them, the first thing that's like when you don't even turn the tape on yet, but you just look at the depth chart, the first thing that sticks out from a coaching perspective is out of the 11 offensive starters and the 11 defensive starters they've got, they're starting 16 seniors and 5 juniors. Okay, so they got 21 of their 22 guys, their juniors or seniors, they're starting. To have a veteran group that's experienced and, you know, they've played good competition and they've really grown a lot. I think they're probably the most improved team in our conference the last couple of years. And so they've got a lot of guys that play a lot of football. They're older. Offensively, they play with a lot of tempo. They're a very fast-paced team. Byron Brown, their quarterback, he's sort of the guy that makes it all go on offense. He's their leading passer and their leading rusher. They got three really good backs that they kind of roll through. It's running back by committee a little bit, so they all get good rushing yards, but the quarterback gets a lot of yards. And big O-line, good skill guys on the perimeter, and then defensively they're very aggressive. And so – you know, they like you said, the Alabama game, that wasn't a fluke. Watching it on tape, like, they got after them. I mean, they played really good. And I think kind of unique, like, these guys' schedule and ours probably resemble each other more than anybody in our league because they played Alabama and Miami. We played Oklahoma and Kansas State. We both have played pretty good non-conference schedules up to this point. And they're a great team, a veteran team. That's extremely well coached. You know, Alex Golish, their head coach, he's done a good job. This is the second year there. They really established their culture last year, and you can tell right now watching them play that they're all in their second year of playing in the system, and they're getting more and more comfortable. So, it's a tremendous challenge we have here at home on Saturday.
Coach, talking about Coach Goach, I know one thing. With all them seniors you just named off, I know where he'll be next year in the portal.
Man, oh, yeah,
that's a lot of seniors, Hoss. But good luck this coming Saturday against South Florida, Coach.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate you. Roll wave.
Thanks, righty. Coach.
Thank you, Coach. Coach John Summerall, Tulane head football coach. Tulane Tuesday is brought to you by Bayou Black Electric, your electrical connection in the heart of South Louisiana. Learn more at BayouBlackElectric.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.